Nuketown Radioactive number 54 for Thursday, August 9th, 2007. This time on Radioactive, it's all Gen Con all the time. I'll be looking at what events are scheduled, how to keep up with happenings at the con, and talk about what I'll be doing at the world's biggest gaming convention. Welcome to Nuketown Radioactive. I'm your host, Ken Newquist, and this is a special edition of Radioactive. Well, special to me, because for the first time in 5 years, I'm going to Gen Con. I really can't wait to get there. It's partly going to hang out with my friends, seven of whom are going to be going to the con as well, but it's also meeting up with people, other role-playing game podcasters, other geek podcasters who are going to be at the con, who I've been listening to online for 2 years, or in some cases, chatting on Twitter for the last couple of weeks, talking about online just through email and through forums and such. And I think it's just going to be awesome to get rid of the lag, you know, to finally be able to talk to people in real time. It's just going to be freaking excellent. I think the other thing that I'm really looking forward to about Gen Con, and I think this is just more of an almost philosophical thing, or just a life kind of thing, and it's this. I'm pretty comfortable in my geekiness. I've got a good job. A lot of people I work with have some degree of geekiness going on. And I don't have to apologize a lot for being geeky. But there's still those kind of awkward moments when you're dealing with faculty and staff at the college who, you know, you start talking about what you do in your spare time. And, you know, well, how do you explain that you still play D&D? You know, how do you explain that you're really into sci-fi without coming off incredibly strange? Now, I'm not hyper concerned about these things, and, you know, I tell people what I do, but I have to, you know, kind of explain it in layman's terms and all that. Going to Gen Con is an opportunity to hang out with geeks. We're talking about the kind of people who get my jokes without explanation, who understand what D&D is, who, you know, well, they're just my people, right? They're just they're just geeks. And it's just awesome to be at Gen Con, to be surrounded with, you know, 40,000 odd gamers and geeks and just people who I really like to hang out with, and to not have to apologize for anything, not have to explain anything, to just kind of be immersed in the whole geek culture. And it's just going to freaking rock. Now, I've been laying in a supply of all the things I need to bring with me. As far as games, I've got my Dungeons & Dragons Player's Handbook, just in case I end up playing a game. I don't have a rule book for Spirit of the Century, but I did peruse the SRD that they have for that online. And once again, thanks to Mick Bradley of the Harpy Monkey for hooking me up with an event ticket. I've got my Godlike role-playing game book, which I cracked open a couple of years ago to do the playtest when I reviewed it for Sci-Fi. Haven't had a chance to do anything with it yet, but I'll be playing Godlike at Gen Con. Spycraft, and I won't actually be doing the espionage thing. Instead, I'll be playing the sci-fi-ish Farthest Star campaign setting for Spycraft. And then finally, my Savage Worlds book, which I'll be using in the games The Savage World of Solomon Kane and Sundered Skies, which just sound like really awesome games. Now, in addition to, you know, the game books that you need in order to play the games, I got a couple other things. Of course, my dice. Of course, my iPod, which I am fully stocking with podcasts and music and even some video podcasts and a movie, because it's a really, really long trip from Easton to Indiana, where the con's being held, and we're going to be driving. So, yeah, 13, 14, 15 hours. Going to be a long time, folks. I also have been laying in a supply of food, including bread, peanut butter, jelly, Tylenol, granola bars, water bottles, raisins, craisins, which would be those wonderful, you know, cranberries turned into raisins, apples, plastic knives and forks, and of course, lots and lots of Mountain Dew. And basically, the reason why I've been laying in these supplies is Gen Con is hideously expensive, especially when it comes to food. And you could easily spend, you know, $50, $100 a day just on food. So what I've found works best for me when I'm at the con is to have my peanut butter and jelly sandwich, have my chips, have my Mountain Dew. And, you know, that doubles as, well, the raisins and stuff will probably be breakfast. But, you know, if I have two meals a day that with food I brought, that allows me to spend money at night with friends or folks I meet at the con on going out to dinner or going out to a late lunch or something like that. So that's my number one survival tip for going to Gen Con and not going broke while you do it. Now, I'll be posting some stuff about the con from the con once I get there. You can find those posts on Nuketown at nuketown.com/games/GenCon2007. I'm probably going to be blogging about the stuff I see at the con, events I'm in, folks I meet up with, that kind of stuff. So you can expect a fairly steady stream of posts coming from the con. I'm also planning on taking some photos, and I'll have those up at Flickr. You can find those at flickr.com/photos/newquist/tags/GenCon2007. And of course, there'll be links to all this from the show notes. And once I have a few spare moments to actually add it to the site, I'm going to make this a prominent link on the homepage. So obviously, I'm not going to be the only gaming podcaster who's going to be at Gen Con. There's a lot of other folks who are going to be there. And to keep up with what's going on, you can go to conlive.gamingpodcasters.com, which will hopefully feature a steady stream of posts from the con, podcasts, blog posts, just updates. Last year, the majority of the stuff ended up showing up in the feed, I think, after folks got back. So I don't know if people will be posting to it more frequently this year, but definitely go and check it out. The other thing you can check out is their Twitter account, which is going to be twitter.com/conlive. And basically, you can follow folks who are going to be twitting about what's going on at Gen Con. Now, the good folks at Pulp Gamer are organizing a bunch of Gen Con podcasting tracks. You can learn about all those tracks by going to their website at www.pulpgamer.com/gen-con. Next up, you can check out the Goblin Broadcast Network at gbncom.com. And the site's kind of switched up a little bit recently. What they're doing now is they have a feed aggregator that takes all the member podcast feeds and has news posts for them on the gbncom.com homepage, which is a really cool idea. So if you want to keep up with Gen Con, check out the feed. Now, those of you who are going to actually be at Gen Con should definitely come and check out the Podcasters Reception Party, which is event number ENT00004. It's going to be held Saturday at 7 p.m. on August 16th, and there's going to be a whole bunch of podcasters there. I'll be there. And I think, let's see, Pulp Gamer folks will be there, Geek Label folks will be there. Just a whole bunch of great people will be there. Oh, All Games Considered. I know I'm missing a bunch of people, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, that could turn out to be, well, maybe the most fun that we'll have at Gen Con. I don't know. We'll see. And the last thing, if you're going to the con, is to check out the RPG podcasting booth. We have a booth. It's a fan booth outside of the exhibition hall, and I don't know much more than that about the physical location and whatever, but I'll certainly blog about it once I get to Gen Con.
Hello, gamers out there, everyone. This is Peter Adkiss, and I cordially invite you to come to Gen Con Indianapolis, August 16 to 19 at the Indianapolis Convention Center for our 40th anniversary, the biggest party yet for gamers.
In Netheads this week, I want to talk about three pretty cool websites that I came across dealing with Gen Con. The first is the Keeper of Ancient Gen Con Lore, which I've actually been to a bunch of times before, prior to this Gen Con. But Gen Con turns 40 this year, and if you missed out on most or all of its history, you can get caught up by visiting this website. It contains an overview of the con's history from the early days in Lake Geneva right up to the current day in Indianapolis. And I'm not even going to try and give you the URL because it's pretty long. You can find it in the show notes. Next up will be the Gen Con Survival Guide, which is basically tips and tricks on how to make it at Gen Con, including registration, what not to bring, which is just as important as what to bring, thoughts on how to navigate the exhibition hall and a city guide for Indianapolis, which is all very nifty. You can find that at highprogrammer.com/Allen/gaming/cons/gencon_survival.html. Or yeah, just check out the show notes because it's probably easier. And then the last thing is 40 years of Gen Con history, the audio interviews. I haven't had a chance to really go through this yet because I've been so busy trying to get ready to leave for Indy. But this is basically a bunch of interviews that went, I believe that they were related to the Gen Con history book that's coming out this year. But they look pretty cool, so definitely go and check that out at GenConHistory.com.
You must be listening to the Goblin Broadcast Network at GBNcom.com. Amazing!
And surprisingly, that will pretty much do it for this edition of Nuketown Radioactive. It's about 9 o'clock at night. I have to get up way too early tomorrow morning to leave on our trip to Indiana. So you can look forward to another podcast at some point next week once I get settled actually in Indiana and arrive at Gen Con and have a spare moment to sit down and actually record something. You can get in touch with me via email at nuketown@gmail.com. Don't even bother with Skype because I'm not going to really be on. You can follow me at Twitter. You can find me there at twitter.com/NukeHavoc. And yeah, the toner's running out of my printer. That's why I couldn't read my own show notes. But that's it for now. I hope folks are coming to Gen Con. If you're going to be there, drop me an email. Let me know. And hopefully we can meet up at the show.